This is GQDN for Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Go find the one called Quest Worthy. It's good stuff. When you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a new gaming monitor you should look at. Sonic and Shadow the Hedgehogs will be going to Fortnite. And could Far Cry be a multiplayer game? Well, more than two people, maybe? But we begin today with MMO Champion. We haven't heard from them in a while, because Blizzard has sent a cease and desist letters to some World of Warcraft private servers. Now, that is following a lawsuit against Turtle WoW, and Blizzard Entertainment did escalate the campaign against the private World of Warcraft servers by issuing a cease and desist letter to several private servers. They did confirm that Everlook is shutting down, which is a vanilla WoW private server, and the team did announce that Blizzard has contacted them with a request to close down due to the copyright violations. And Everlook EU servers will be officially going down on September 22nd. Here is what Neto did say on Discord. Quote, "Greetings. I know it has been a while since we've delivered any news, and unfortunately the news I come with is not great. We have recently been contacted by Blizzard and requested to close down our servers. The claim is what we are violating their copyright by hosting this community, and we must cease all operations. Everlook has never meant to violate any copyright or benefit slash profit from this game community that we have created over the years. It has always been our goal to deliver the original vanilla WoW experience that so many of us cherish. This action by Blizzard, alongside other recent actions they've been taking, just shows that they are once again unwilling to accept that many people want to enjoy World of Warcraft experience that they have failed to deliver. I hope that Blizzard takes this huge community, all the private server players, as an indicator and opportunity to reach a subset of players that they have lost over the last 20 plus years. Instead of thinking of it as a competition, work with these private server creators and administrators to form a union that works for everyone and respects the players who do not want to play on the official servers. Otherwise, Blizzard risks alienating a huge number of people, much more than any PR or marketing could get back. We will be closing down the EU Everlook servers on Monday, September 22nd, 2025 at 7 a.m. I hope to see a lot of players come and join us to say goodbye to a great community that has existed for the last 3 years. I will post some updates as we get closer to the day. Thank you everyone for being a part of this community." End quote. Now, they have also targeted Project Epoch, which is a private server that advertised itself offering, quote, "a unique progression experience through custom content and carefully tuned vanilla gameplay," end quote. And the developers behind Project Epoch have also complied with the cease and desist notice by shutting down their services and the project's website. Now, because of this announcement, Ascension, which is another private server, integrated Project Epoch into the ecosystem last month, and it did continue the development under the said name. So, the servers are closing down. But maybe there are some other games out there you could play with other people with. PC Games N did say that Ubisoft CEO Guillemot has planned to push multiplayer games, well, multiplayer options, into Far Cry, because he was doing some talking at Saudi Arabia's new global sport conference. Now, we know that both Far Cry 5 and 6 did have a co-op option with the game, and some of the games had some PvP modes. But Guillemot was talking at the new Global Sports Conference in Saudi Arabia. And he did say that the goal for Far Cry is, quote, really to bring multiplayer aspects more predominantly pushed so that it can also be played for a long time by players. Now, what would happen with the game if they did that? Well, PC Games Zen did think that maybe the multiplayer option could form some cooperative campaigns, but Guillemot did say that the developer wants to predominantly push, that's a quote, something bigger, which could be PvP, or it could be a Far Cry 7 sandbox open world. So we shall see. And you know, you could play that on your Nintendo Switch, which, by the way, as I understand it, there will be a Nintendo Direct tomorrow. So Games Radar, including all of this, did say that the marketing leads did explain that the company is, quote, very good at preventing leaks, unless they're third-party games, because it's harder for them to control. Now, the ones that were saying this was Kit Ellis and Krista Yang, and they were both addressing the leaks on a new podcast entry on YouTube, and they were explaining that Nintendo does hire employees to prevent any form of happening in the first place. Yang said, quote, we joke around about Nintendo's ninjas, end quote. But they also talked about their experiences at Nintendo on how the company would handle leaks. Further quote, we've been part of many conversations with them in the past when leaks have happened, and they're trying to get at the source of how leak happened. And they're very precise about ending the formation that they need to solve the case. So they're still doing a lot of work internally to make sure none of the first party stuff leaks, end quote. So what about the third party leaks? Yang did say about that, it's a little bit harder to contain. And that is due to the fact that it is no longer Nintendo's responsibility to prevent the leaks. That goes to the developers or producers instead. Quote, once you leave the secure ring, the secure lockdown of Nintendo, then it becomes much harder for Nintendo to control it, end quote. Now, what Ellis did say was if there were steps they could take with the third-party partners to prevent the leaks, but he did say that you can't impose every extreme rules that you have upon them. And Nintendo Direct is tomorrow. Well, it won't have this, because Hardcore Gamer is talking about College Football 26 update. We know the College Football 26 is already out, but the update will have some things to it. So if you play College Football 26, here's a few things. Pass and blocking and pass rush, added option to set base protection by default, corrected blocking protection UI from popping in or popping up in unintended scenarios, tuning to improve unnecessary target swapping, switching, and empty pass protection. Coverage, updated hook defender depth with underneath coverage, adjustment to play at 5 yards. Update 3, rec hook, match logic to better defend a swing route from the opposite side of the formation behind the line of scrimmage. Tuning reduced chance of contest mid-air hit from behind animation. Fixed missing play action animations in specific plays. Enable QB jukes moves for halfback, wide receiver, and wildcat formations. Fixed alignment, play art, and nickel over cover 3 sky. Tuning to better balance hot route timing between elite and lower rated quarterbacks. Tuned AI defense play calling to avoid prevent in 2-minute drill. Fixed an exploit you to have multiple visits with the same recruit. And a bunch of others. I only got about 1% of those updates. So there's a lot. And you know you could play it on a monitor. So PC Games Zen did say that you can grab the Asus 1440p at 180Hz gaming monitor for about $180. So where can you find it? Well, it's on Amazon for $180. So if you want a good curvature monitor, there'd be a good one right there. Yes, sir. And of course you can play some Fortnite on it, which I said before, Sonic and Shadow is coming to Fortnite, according to Eurogamer. And they got that from the Fortnite leaker Wenzo, because he did share some data mine evidence on social media, and he did take a look at the designs that would resemble Puma's forthcoming Sonic the Hedgehog collection. And he got up on X and said, quote, "Shadow the Hedgehog kicks," if you can see the picture. So it could be coming to Fortnite. That's okay, because we'll end with this. There's some games coming out on the Epic Game Store. PC Games N did say that Ghost Runner 2, Monument Valley 2, and A Battle of Polytopia will be coming this September 11th through the 18th. So those are going to be the free games that are going to be coming out starting today. There's a big list below it, but hey, it's cool. This has been a Dawn Forge Production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. And by the way, we never forget 9/11. May they all rest in peace.